We must note that there's a high level of comorbidity. This means that individuals have more than one diagnosis. For example, an individual may be both anxious and depressed, or they may have an internalizing disorder like anxiety disorder and an externalizing condition like ADHD. Comorbidity is not uncommon. So when this occurs, it tends to result in more severe impairment and functioning than when it doesn't occur. Psychiatric problems, mental disorders, and emotional disturbances also tend to co-occur with other problems, like developmental disabilities and educational problems. Sometimes they lead to substance abuse problems and poor interpersonal relationships. So they tend to be co-occurring, comorbid with many other problems, such as anxiety, autism, emotional and behavioral difficulties, and developmental disabilities. Moreover, an inability to communicate effectively can increase the challenges. This is significant. Intervention has to take this all into account. And also, when establishing service systems, it all must be taken into account. If there's a high degree of correlation or association with poor school functioning, that speaks to the importance of a close partnership in treatment with the schools.